Hi, everybody, and it's another Legacy of Truth, and I know that I'm looking here and seeing my sweet friend and co-host. We co-host the show together on the phone. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Yes, another. It's nice and chilly here in Texas.
We had our first little pre-snap, I guess. It was more like a little snap. Chilly, cold.
I gotcha. So what are we talking about today? Because I know you're
the, I guess in honor of Halloween, as we close October, and I guess in many cultures also the Day of the Dead before, you know, tomorrow, November 1st. And we've talked a lot about finding your truth, your passion, your God-given destiny, how to turn things around, recognizing the things that you have to work on. A lot of, and I don't mean to go like negative, but there is that side. And that's where, like I said, and happy Halloween, everyone, of the legacy of, it's not just leaving just a positive or leaving assets that we've talked about or leaving goodwill of what you do or how you raise your kids and whatnot. It's also about when you do things, and that's what I want to talk about today, when you do things and there's consequences or that they carry on. Taria, I know that you've taught me a lot of just, you know, karma, dharma, that's out there. Also, the things that you do now and the repercussions you might have, and it might not be now. It might not be an instant repercussion or a consequence. It could be something that you did a year ago, and then now you're paying the price for that now. Not necessarily saying that's how life is always.
Right.
But so, yeah, so more of a legacy of correcting, maybe correcting our behaviors or recognizing the negative in our life, recognizing when we do things and what are those consequences and how do we pull ourselves out of that.
Right. Okay, that's a good one. I like it. So that's totally cool. So what would that be? Have you had instances in your own life or in your kid's life or in your ex's life, you know, because you're a single mom, but you were married and had a dad or had a father for your children or have a father for your children. So give me an example of that, what that looks like, and I'll give you one. But you start first because it's your idea. I like it, by the way. So.
Yes. I've had in my own life, I would say, you know, that I've opened up about battling with depression, doing things that I should have been doing and I didn't do just due to my depression. And then just as simple as sometimes when we go into our pity parties and we end up not doing things for days, well, then all of a sudden now we have 3 days down the road that we have to make up for the 2 days or 3 days that we were out. That's
right.
One. That's just like an everyday. You know, sometimes when we waste our time, I saw this quote. It was, you know, about having, you know, 85,000 seconds in a day. What are we doing with those seconds? I'm guilty of it. I wouldn't say that every single day, every second of my life is a positive one. But I try, you know, or try to be productive. I always say when I have a productive day, it's a good day. And when I do things that make me feel like I'm productive, it does make my heart happy and feel like, okay, I got this and today's a good day. Another aspect is as a mom, teaching our kids, you know, the rights and wrongs when they try to, you know, ride the line with telling you a story and then you find out the real truth because they didn't say everything or didn't tell you everything.
Right.
You know, and so there's consequences of that. And one of my challenges also as a mom is that, Tari, you know, the kind of mom, I know I'm not the, you know, hardcore, by gosh, I was not the mom even growing up with the kids of tell me the truth. And even though they did tell me the truth that there was a consequence, I would always try to tell me the truth. I might not like it. We'll talk about it. We'll work through it. And you show me the change. It wasn't necessarily. And there are some parents just out of rather not knowing a difference or just think it's keeping your word. Tari, I'm not sure how you were, you know, with your daughter. Tell me the truth and you won't, there won't be a punishment if you tell me the truth. And so many times you do hear the child tells the truth and then there's a punishment. So
right.
I learned that through therapy.
They butt, right? They lie to themselves. Yeah.
You know, but then the next time they're not going to tell the truth because now you can't be trusted either, you know?
Yeah.
Because you didn't keep your word of honoring, hey, tell me the truth, and you're not going to get in trouble. They told you the truth, and you got in trouble.
Right. So, yeah, why bother? I get it. You know, so, yeah, you got, and I've done that myself. Let me tell you, I used to, have you ever been stopped for speeding or whatever? So, I have.
Oh,
and yeah. So, I'm having a reaction because I'm, you know, I'm a diabetic. I was a diabetic. And my sugar's low. I need to get something, right? So, the cop will let me go. Was I having a reaction? No. But I lied because I didn't want to get a ticket. And I haven't done that in eons of time, all right? But I have done it, okay? So, you know, and my daughter, that's a hard one, you know. I saw a movie. It was actually a true story on Lifetime years ago. It was about this mom. Her husband got killed at a, you know, at a trying to stop a party at his neighbor's house who was out of town. Anyway, long story short, there was a kid that knew something about it. And he got really depressed and left school, left everything. And she looked at him in the police station because he came in. And he was going to, you know, reveal what he knew. And she goes, no matter what, I am going to believe you, and I'm not going to get angry, and I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to support you. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that he was a kid that was beat up a lot in school. And actually, when the guy was down on the ground, he kicked him in the head, and that was the blow that killed him, right? And he had to say that. And you know what she did? She stuck by her word. And you know what they do today? They travel around schools talking about alcohol and drinking and all that kind of stuff. Isn't that cool? Now, that's what you call.
Yeah.
A wow, as you say.
That so, is. You know. That is really cool. And that's what I'm saying. And so, you know, on a personal level, Tree, and as a mom, and how it's even coming about is, you know, my kids are like I've shared. My son's driving. My daughter has friends that all drive, and you know she's dating, and you know rather guy friends, girlfriends. It's hard, and there's so many things out there that you're. I'm going to go here. I'm going to be with so and so, and then it changes. I get that too. You know, hey Tree, let's go out, and then all of a sudden somebody calls us while we're out, and all of a sudden there's five more people with us, or you know, you ended up leaving and I'm with somebody else. It doesn't necessarily mean that I lied and said, oh, I'm going out with Tariq and I didn't end up with you all night, or you ended up leaving.
Right.
So
right.
Those are all the variables that I'm even encountering as a mom. You know, does that mean my kid's lying to me? What's truth? And then there is that, okay, it's Halloween. I'm going to be at so-and-so's house and I'm going to go here. And you're just like, are they really going to be there? Are they not going to be there? And that's really where this morning after my prayer and reading my devotionals that I'm like, you know, sometimes there is the negatives in life. Life isn't always about making good choices and we having those good outcomes. Sometimes we make the choices and we don't know what the outcome is going to be. And it's like, it could be going, oh, dang. You know, now I got to pick up the pieces of this and being able to trust people, deception, deceiving ourselves even.
Right. That's true. That's very, very true. It takes guts. It takes real guts to do that.
I know there was this was a long time ago, and I don't know if you remember this, and I remember, you know, I don't know exactly what I was working on all the time, and I remember you saying, Amy, I know that you're making the changes and you're saying everything, but make sure you're not tricking the universe, you know, where you're telling, oh, I'm good, I'm great. Yeah, look, I'm doing this. Look at me. I've colored in the coloring book, and look how great. I've stayed in the lines. But, you know, you really aren't. Someone else colored it or something, you know, but you want to try to convince everybody that you're doing good, you know, but you just hire someone else to color the coloring book. It's like that line, you know.
When you try
to convince yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's sort of kind of like an answer. You know, you can hire anybody to do anything nowadays.
Yeah, you can. That's for sure. So,
I mean, how was it? I mean, even way back when Martha Stewart, remember, was like, you could go pick up this great meal and come home and put it in your own, and everyone thought you did it. You know.
By the way, I've done that before because I'm not a cook at all. That's sad. That's shameful. And I don't do that now. excited, but I have. And the guy that I was cooking for, he goes, how would you do this? I said, well, okay. He looked in the freezer and says, oh, I know how you did it.
Yeah, I think every good woman, I'm guilty of it too. And I think every good woman has played off to be Martha Stewart, because she, despite her personal world or life, she's had some great recipes and some great dishes. So,
yeah,
never take
exactly.
that away from her.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. That's exactly right. She has some great stuff there to show us all. You know, God bless us.
Right.
So, God bless Martha
right.
Stewart. I love her. So. You know, anyway.
So,
but,
you know,
yeah.
Even on that, I think, you know, there's an example of just a woman who sometimes we make choices and decisions and we think it's not affecting other people, and it does. And despite your fame or your glory, or you don't have to be famous, it's, you know, our actions do affect other people. What are we doing to change them, to correct them?
Yes.
And
you're right.
And not beat ourselves up either. I mean, that's what I feel like I'm challenging also with my son and my daughter, of so many times that I go into correct of, you just don't trust me, you just don't believe me, da 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 da. I mean, how many parents hear that? It's, no, I'm just asking again, you know?
Right. Yeah, you're right. That's very true. That's a good point, you know? So, And so when you say you're not going to do something, then you're not going to punish him for telling the truth, then you don't punish him, right? And what if they tell you something horrendous, like that lady that got that confession out of a kid, high school kid, that he's the actual one that gave the fatal blow? I mean, can you imagine? I mean, what a sense of understanding
you
all have, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, you know, nothing usually that serious, right? But it's still,
right.
you know, you still got to hear your words. You just do, right? So.
Right, right. And so that's, you know, where it's a legacy of, even sometimes we have our pitfalls or we fall down and everybody hears it. It's not a matter of how many times you fall down, it's how many times you get up, right?
Right. That's true. That's very true. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's not how many times you fall, it's about how many times you get up and getting up to
right.
speed. But I'll tell you something, you're always going to fall, you know, but like I said, that's just part of life. I actually did a show earlier today. And 24-year-old little girl, you love her. She suffered with depression after her folks' grandparents died. And she said, listen, life is hard. She goes, you pick yourself out up, you find your purpose, and you get it done. 24. Can you imagine? Wow. I mean, I was blown
wow.
by that. Yeah. Anyway, I was like, wow, that little millennial has my vote, you know, so. Anyway, but yeah, so you're doing that too as well. You're teaching your kids that, and you know, we think, oh, they got it. No, they don't. They're gonna fall again, right? This is the way it is. What do you think?
I believe wholeheartedly. I mean, that's just it. It's just sort of kind of like, you know, even where we know I've had to ground my own kids. It's hard. Like you always say, man, it's tough. You ground yourself. It is hard. It is so hard. That fine line. I'm not my kid's best friend, but it's not that I want to be. It's just hard. You're just like, oh my God, you know, because you do want love and peace and harmony. And life isn't always about that. Sometimes you have to, you know, it's like you made a choice, there's a consequence, and now we all have to go through this consequence because of your choice. That is the hardest part of life, period, whether you're a parent or not a parent. I mean, just even as an individual. So that's where, like I said, in light of Halloween, that some things. For me this morning, it's that things have to die in order for rebirth to happen, you know, to come out of the ashes or even
yeah.
the fires that are happening in California. It's just, you know, sickening. And yet the universe, it's just, there's life that's going to come out after this. Even for myself, I will even say one of my challenges is that I have been out a little bit more on a social realm and meeting new people. It has touched like insecurities of, am I worthy or should I be here in these environments, hanging with people that just seem, you know, got it going on type thing, right? And it's been awareness, and I know I've talked with you, Tari, about it, is where is that coming from? Okay, this is an insecurity. I still got to heal a little bit more. It like you know, you touched on it being like, okay, it's a scab, or is it a wound? Is it still bleeding? And now it's like I'm learning the depths of that. Where, okay, I don't have to go back and live there. I'm recognizing it, but it's not bleeding. So I am healing. I'm getting there. And I'm finding comfort. Am I finding comfort and going, I got this? No. No. I have days. All of a sudden, everything's going great. And all of a sudden, an hour will hit. And there I go again. And it's just, okay, where's this come from? Okay, Amy, this is just something. You're going to work through this. Believe in yourself. And turn around and try to find a positive that counteracts that thought. And that's what I wanted to share. And then it's just like I have to let some things go and I have to finally bury some things. And that is a challenge for me of truly burying it. Because sometimes when you bury it, you think it's going to happen again. That's me. If I let it go and I bury it, is it going to be, you know, when I go to plant the rose bush come spring, is it going to pop up in that hole, you know?
So funny. Yeah, you're right. So. You know, you don't want to hide it so much that it's like a beach ball. Because if you hide it and you bury it, it's like a beach ball. When you hold it down in the ocean, it will always pop back up.
Right. So you want to make sure that you dispose of it properly and heal it. And I think that sometimes our scars or, you know, events or even losses, grief, all of that. It's if we rob ourselves of that time. And we think that we got over it, something else is going to come up and touch it. And you got to deal with it all over again. And I'm 1,000% guilty of doing that, thinking, I'm good, I'm fine, I got this, you know, my divorce. And I wasn't. I wasn't good by no means of the imagination. But I wanted to be good. And I wanted everyone to know that I was good and I got this. And this wasn't bothering me. This wasn't hurting me. And yet I had insecurities and I still have insecurities from my past. And yet I don't want to harbor. And I'm like, I want to move on from my past. And, you know, those are the other famous ones. Don't look in the rearview mirror. That's not where you're going. Look through the windshield. That's where you're going. And, but yes, but I look in the rearview mirror going, I've come a long way. And there's still some things I got to work on. And it's hard.
Yeah. No, speaking of the rearview mirror, I was in North Carolina I came back home on Monday. I was there for 5 days. And my friend, she and I went to school together, right? And we lived together, and her mother looks at us both. She goes, you two are not spring chickens anymore. Spring chicken is in the rearview mirror. I was like, ouch, that hurt. You know, so anyway, but I like the rearview mirror example. You know what I mean? You can't go back, right? You got to move ahead. And you move ahead with a lot of garbage, or you move ahead like traveling light, don't you think?
Yeah. And that's what I hope a takeaway today would be for someone out there is, you're struggling, you're having a hard time. We talked about having a pity party, and sometimes you would invite 20 people, but really that just makes the party worse. Invite your one good friend and have them sit with you and, you know, have it set from, you know, it's my pity party from 2 to 4, 2 to 5, however long, and when it's over, get up and keep going.
Yeah, that's true. So I agree with you on that too as well. So having a pity party is okay, right? But don't live there. Have it, party, don't last forever.
Right, yeah. And if you want to keep all your friends, don't invite them to that party. Invite one or two.
Yeah, exactly.
That you know that can handle it. They know their role. I don't know if I've invited you to some of my pity parties. I think I've held you hostage in some of my pity parties.
Yeah, I crashed them a lot of times because I didn't need help. I'm like, I'm here.
But it's also
I'll just say this one time. I'm just going to tell you guys this. I love Amy. So she calls, and I'm traveling. We're actually going to the North Carolina for Thanksgiving, right? And for my guy's mom and dad. And here Amy calls, and I said, I don't know that voice. I know that voice well. I'll never forget that. You were better. You talked it out. You were better. And a couple days later, you got through it, right? But you needed to talk about it. You know, and a friend of mine, she's a 24-year-old kid suffering from depression. She says, you know, a lot of times sorrow and anger are disguised for grief. Do you believe that? Right? So you got it. She goes, I was pissed at God.
Yes.
I told him I was pissed. And I said, what did God do? Nothing. Nothing. You know? And I was like, please, you're honest. He said, yep, I'm honest. He's 24. He did nothing. And finally, I realized I had to go through this period of that to get to realize why I'm really here. Isn't that cool? You know,
right.
So,
that is really cool. It is. And yeah. And that's what's hard. I think, you know, you summed it up so beautiful. It is hard. It's sorrow and anger, where you want to be so angry, and then that sets you into a depression, and then you're mad that you allowed it to get to you, you know, and you hear all these things, whether counseling, therapy, or self-help books, or, you know, life coaches of, you know, don't give people that much power. And sometimes it's not a matter of getting power. It's just a matter of letting go of it, or releasing it, or being okay with that emotion. And I had to learn how to do that and decipher that, you know, is this sadness? Is this anger? What is this emotion? And those are two distinct, you know, sadness and anger, although they seem one and the same, they're not.
You're right. They're not. So, and but they can be a cover up for grief. Like, you're hurting so bad,
yes.
You don't even look at it yourself. You know. So.
Right.
And I do that a lot. So, anyway, but she's funny, and she goes, "I told God I pissed at him." Okay, that's cool. That works. Because God, he's gonna be love you no matter what, right? Or she's gonna love you however you see God. I don't know. I see God more as an energy than as a whatever, but yeah, you got the angels there, you got God there, and I think it's kind of like Gladys Knight and the Pips, and I know they love that group. Okay, so you know that's your own version of Gladys Knight and the Pips. They're all there to help you, you know, sing better, feel better, and all that kind of stuff. But being in truth and living it, and don't try to pretend. There was actually a lady that died. I can't remember her name. She's pretty famous in the metaphysical world. But she had cancer. She told no one. And she didn't go get it treated, and she died. Was she supposed to die? I don't know. You know, I guess she did, so that was the choice she made. But people hiding that, not dealing with their stuff. What do you think about that? Like physical stuff, right? Trying to hide it. Trying to pretend it's not there. What do you think?
I think in a way there's that too. It's the denial. You know, that's where you bring in another sadness, being pissed and angry, denial of maybe sometimes it's denial of the life choices that we made. Tari, you've been an advocate of, you know, pushing me when I was really hit a low not too long ago. What, I don't know, beginning of the year, I was going through it. It was coming. And denial of choices and having to break the cycles and doing the right thing sometimes is letting go of things that bring you joy, or doing things that you know are not healthy for you. I had to get myself back up, exercising, eating right. You know, waking up and eating the strawberry-filled donut is not going to be good on your heart. You know? But it sure is comforting when you're eating it.
That's funny. Anyway, you know,
I think there's a part of that, of denial, and then people, you just don't want to know, because then it could change your life of how you live, and many people don't want to do that, and that's unfortunate. There are many people still today that don't want to make the changes, whether it's health or mental or even with family, you know, they don't go, it's just, you know, or you've tried, and it's just, it's becoming too unbearable, and that's when you have to walk away. Or
right.
A denial of what you have to own. I think that's a big part of even teaching the kids. You know, it's this, you know, oh, all my friends make me mad. Okay, well, if they're all your friends and they're making you mad, what do you do? And that's contributing. That's a hard one to look at.
Yeah, but that's the truth right there. That's a good one, by the way, just so you know. So I like it, you know, because it's the
right.
Truth.
But, I mean, it's something I've had to do myself, and I've learned that. You know, if all this is happening to me, and I have five people, and I'm having the same reaction, well, I'm obviously the common denominator, and that's hard.
Right. Yeah, being the common denominator.
You know, when you can't blame it on somebody else, going, wait a minute, you know? Or, you know, it'd be like me or you. It's like, here it is. It's just you and your, you know, your honey, and it's the electric bill didn't get paid. Well, it's only you or your honey that didn't pay it. Nobody else's fault.
Right.
Not the electric company of why they turned it off, or, you know? They did what they said
they were
going to do.
Yeah, right? They're no fun. Right. So, anyway,
right.
That's funny. But, yeah, you're right. You're right on about that.
Yeah. So. Sometimes I think we just get mad over things that we know that we have to own. And that's where the challenge is as a mom, that I'm finding myself out. It's, you know, I have two teenagers. We've talked about them, and they're going to make their decisions, and they're not always going to make the right ones, and it's going to be hard. And the big phrase right now in the house is, I've tried to be a mom as long as you are talking to me and being honest, I might not like your choice, or I might not like your decision, but as long as you're being honest and still communicating with me, we can work things through. It's when you choose to stop communicating with me and it causes problems, or then it opens a door for you to start lying to me or deceiving me, then that's where we have even bigger problems.
Right.
And I've also tried to be a mom that, like we talked about earlier, of if you tell me the truth, you're not going to have a punishment. You might have a consequence, but it's not going to be tell me the truth and then all of a sudden you get a spanking.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Good. You honor that within yourself, right? Good for you.
Right.
I like it. And your kids trust you, don't they? I mean, your kids got to trust you. So you're setting up where they're trusting you, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Good.
And
so
I had to learn how to trust again, even my own kids. And I tell them all the time, that's probably the most disappointing, that I'm learning how to trust the world again in a world that I know I was hurt in. And my children are the last people that I want to be hurt by.
Right, yeah. And I tell you, when they hurt you.
And that's the hardest. Yes. Yeah. It really
is
like a different kind of pain.
Yeah. Yeah, I always like Carly Simon, I haven't got time to hear the pain. Why is this happening to me again, right? You know, little
rage.
Yeah, so.
Exactly.
And do you feel like, what's your lesson with that? When you feel it again, you can't constantly get it over and over again. Do you ever ask yourself, what's my lesson, right?
I do. Yes. Why, or like, why am I here again? What did I not
get?
Why am I
here? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm asking
myself. That's always
what
like, and I'm even guilty, Tari. I mean, you could even vouch of how many times I sit here and go, I'm like, oh, my God, what have I done that is so horribly wrong that I'm going through this? And you're just like, it's not that you've done something. It's around you, or, you know, maybe it's the people around me, and maybe it's an environment around me that I'm like, okay, I got to, like, get away from this, you know? It's an energy or
right.
something that you're feeling or, you know, it's just like just because you're stuck on the freeway, there was an accident. Well, I wasn't in the accident, but I'm feeling like I was because I'm being punished. I'm sitting here on the side of the road for hours. I didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm just a part of it. And now that's when we find the detour. Okay, I got to get out of this before I'm in the wreck. You know, that how many times you find
right.
that situation, that crazy driver, and you're like, okay, you know what? Let up. Let them pass you. Get out of it before you're part of it. And I think that was a hard one for me, too. So I was thinking everything I did, I caused it.
No, I get it, Amy G. I get it. I'm the same way. But when I was in a situation day before yesterday, and I was like, why am I here? Why do I have to deal with this? It's actually with a client. And the one thing is, it's like my lesson, because I'd had to deal with it over and over again, and I was like, I am learning to be non-judgmental and tolerant, not tolerant because that's judging, non-judgmental and observing rather than feeling. It's a hard one because I felt so bad for the, you know, the play. And I'm going to say life is a grand old play and we get to be the star of our own show. So I was learning to be that, you know what I mean? Or of my own show to speak, you know, and observing their show. And because we all have our lessons to learn, you know. And you said that too, right? You've been that, you know. Have you ever dated the same guy over and over again?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're getting ready to close the
show. And you saw the bolt sliding off of the merry-go-round and you still stayed on? Yeah.
Yeah, right. Maybe everybody's all above
me.
I gotcha.
Right. And you're screaming, this is the best ride ever. I'm happy.
Anyway, well, we got to close the show. So what's your usual phrase that you use? And
get up, take a shower, and keep your train on the tracks rolling.
And make sure you, make sure you eat your vegetables. And also take a shower. Take care, everybody. All right. Have a great day.
You got to get up.
All right.
Love you.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great weekend. Happy Halloween.
All right. Yeah. Happy Halloween. Bye-bye.